Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We've got our guests in now, haven't we?
We have. We have the lovely Max and the lovely Dan.
From?
Heimer Restaurant. Is it pronounced Heimer?
No, it's actually Heimer.
Heimer Restaurant. Can I get you nice and close to that microphone, please?
I beg your pardon. It's in the Heimer Restaurant. Heimer
Restaurant.
In Brading.
In Brading. So, welcome to Vectis Radio. Exactly where in Brading is it to start with?
It's part of the old waxworks.
Oh, yes, I know.
Yeah, so we've got the inlaid bits, and we've done it out really nicely. Just a nice homely feeling, basically.
Okay, so. And is it a specific type of restaurant? Do you do specific... Is it English, is it continental, or is it a mixture?
It's a mixture, really. So basically what we do is we use the best of the island produce.
Oh, okay.
And just cook it as simply as we can, just to get the best of the flavours.
Mm. So, where do you source your ingredients from, then?
We go foraging.
You go foraging?
Yeah, so
I've just got this mental picture of you with a sort of wicker basket going through the forest.
Yeah, it's normally a dog in each hand. Yeah.
So, what do you forage for?
Well, at the moment, there's a season for all kinds of sea herbs, which is, mostly in St. Helens and in the marshes.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of wild flowers.
Flowers?
Wild, yes.
Okay, herbs. I'm slightly intrigued here. I didn't know you could eat flowers.
Yes, they are edible and they are great. We just need to know which one.
Obviously, it's a bit like going for picking mushrooms. You want to make sure you pick the right ones.
Yeah, we find the right ones and keep them for ourselves.
Very clever. Yes, I like that. So, do you cater for vegetarians or meat eaters?
We have got a whole range of menus. So we do an a la carte menu, which is two or three courses. Then we've got a full tasting menu, which is five courses for £35. We also do a vegetarian tasting menu.
Yeah.
Five courses, £35, and we also do a vegan tasting menu.
Wow.
Really?
As well, so we cater for the across the board.
Yeah. I've got a few friends who are vegans, and I'm sure they'd be fascinated to hear about that.
Because, it's,
there's not many restaurants actually cater for vegans. It's becoming more common, but it's still not.
It is.
Yeah, we try and open ourselves up to everyone. So.
That's interesting.
That's how you should.
So you should, yes. Got to get the business in through the door, haven't
you? Definitely.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So, how many people can you seat? Roughly?
Probably about 30 in one sitting, but we tend to just aim for one sitting, so we're not rushing people and we can give them the time and the...
Excellent.
And the service that they deserve.
And that's it.
Really, it's all relaxed feel. Heima means, from Icelandic, it means at home.
Okay.
Which is, I spend most of the time at work, which is kind of became my home. So the actual style of a restaurant is kind of like that homey feel, like you in my house. It's all I surrounded by the things which brings comfort to myself and to people as well. So of course you get questions like, well, it's a Scandinavian restaurant. Well, we are both from Estonia, which is now the part of, I would say, Nordic.
Yeah.
So Nordic. Oh, okay. Yes.
It's just it's just a clean, I'd say, design inside.
It's very kind of simple,
spacious.
Yeah.
And makes you feel comfortable instead of just like, okay, I just want to eat and go.
Yeah.
Mm, okay.
What we're trying to bring is that experience that you just come and feel yourself, not rushed.
Mm. Yes.
We're trying to bring that tasting menu.
Excellent.
And to get away from...
I've been creating a flight of wine to go with the tasting menus, so you can just come in, sit down, and just let us do all the work.
I'd like to explore that a bit further after our ad break, about matching wines with different foods and things like that, if that's the sort of thing you do.
Yeah.
And we'll take a short break now and come back with a bit of music and then continue talking about food at this lovely restaurant.
Yeah.
And we've got Dan and Max in from Heimer. Heimer Restaurant?
Heimer
Restaurant.
See, I got it right.
Yeah, you got it right. And whilst the ads were on, we're discussing languages and things, because Estonia's got an interesting history. But that could be for another interview, I think. But we... Just before we went into the break there, we were just talking about your taste of menu for food, and you do wines to go with it, is that correct?
Yeah, so I've been working with wine suppliers to kind of like find and match the perfect wine to go with each of the dishes. Mm-hmm. So rather than just eating the food or drinking some wine, it's creating a new sensation in your mouth. Yes. So you're getting a whole different flavour combination coming through the wine and the food. So
I love doing that because we were at a food, well, it was a themed food evening, weren't we, a while back?
Yeah.
And the gentleman sitting next to me said, "This wine's way too sweet. I can't eat it, drink this. It's far too sweet." I said, "Try some of the pudding first and then try the wine." And he went, "Oh, that's so different."
Of course, yeah. It's, I mean, there's some wines that I do which people taste it first and not too keen, but as soon as you try it with the food, you can just...
It makes a huge difference.
Yeah, it's just an explosion of flavour that's just kind of like... It's released from the wine and the food combination.
Now, do you do something similar with non-alcoholic drinks for us drivers?
I'm sure I can. Sure, I can knock something up. I'll have to look into that one.
It's one of those things, isn't it? Yeah. If you're the nominated driver, then
yeah, I'm sure I can. That's one for me to look into.
So
we introduced as well forage cocktails. It's just quite a small list, but it's just what we can offer.
So at the moment, just finding out different flavour combinations, making syrups out of them, and going to turn those into lovely cocktails.
So
sounds good.
So you're based in Brady. You said you're talking about doing honest food. Is that the phrase you'd like to use?
Yeah, I'm talking like people asking about prices. Oh, three courses, this expensive, that expensive. Well, we're not trying to charge because it's only two of us. We don't have a team. So, I mean, that way we can work our prices as well.
Yeah, and keep the costs
down. So, I mean, honest, by I'm not trying to overcharge someone.
No.
Like, you get what you get, and I just get my part from it to cover
you've got to make
expenses.
A living.
That's all.
The price you're quoting, and I won't hold you to them on the air necessarily, but it didn't sound overly expensive to me. There's plenty of restaurants, certainly some hotels, which are much more expensive than that.
Yeah, so £35 for five courses, and then you get bread and canapés on top of that.
That sounds pretty good,
not
actually.
Bad at all.
Yeah,
reasonable.
Another thing I want to mention is actually it's not just a restaurant. We are deep into research what kind of ingredients can help your health as well. All our drinks are organic, source organic, because it's not just let's go and get drunk, it's actually connected to your health as well.
Yeah,
I mean, we're all alcoholic, of course, but the same with food. Do you know that many people come into the island to actually recover from some kind of disease and stuff, or they have some kind of disease, and they actually live on those ingredients, which is grown Isle of Wight, which is I'm experimenting and trying to bring. So digestives, mostly.
Yeah.
So which is good things for your stomach. Mm. And things, we start off even our meals with some digestive things, so it just kind of help you to
start digesting before you even start eating.
So you're talking holistic food, really.
Holistic, I would say.
You've got the menus planned out to help the body not only enjoy the food but accept the food in its best possible
it's
way.
It's more like kind of educational. I think Dan brings his education to the the way you can experience relation between food and drinks, and I just bring the actual experience of island food plate and the things which is can help you as well.
Brilliant. So when do you actually open? What days?
We open from Wednesday to Sunday. We're not open much because we do so many things around.
A lot of foraging.
Plus, it's gonna be we're trying to fill up a restaurant and just cater for two or four people or something like that, because still breading is not on the map of
but
going out.
But I mean,
so what time do you open?
Well, it's 12 till. So we do Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday evenings from 6 o'clock. And then we do Friday, Saturday, Sunday lunches, and we run those 12 till 3.
Okay. Okay, so you're right in the middle of Brading, in the building that's quite well known by most people on the island. What's your phone number there so people can get hold of you? Do you have a website then?
Yes. The thing is, you ask number, I don't know, because what I do is I'm on all the platforms, you know, people asking so many questions from Facebook. We get bookings from Facebook,
good.
Instagram, yeah. And, you know, and messages all the time coming, so we just don't even right. know.
So it's advisable to book, is it?
Yeah, I think it's the best way to book, yeah, not to get disappointed, because if we see it's not many bookings coming for that day, we're not gonna even you know, concentrate to open right. because we can, you know, devote that time to foraging something.
Well, I found your website. It's Heima, Heima hyphen IOW.co.uk, and it's a nice looking website. It's got all the details and contact on it, and you're available on Facebook and other platforms too, you were just saying.
Yes. Yep.
We do videos, we do some educational videos, we talk a lot about things whenever we find, whenever we forage,
and
constant information.
So when you go to eat at your restaurant, it's not just the food, you get told about the food as well.
Well, we're trying to be with a guest, you know, more
interactive.
Yeah. So, all right,
so the chefs comes out as well and then talk about.
This is a completely different restaurant experience.
We open in the kitchen as well. You can just feel free and come in and talk about things and ask what kind of ingredients we got. We show around.
Well, thank you very much. Got to go off to the news now, but that's Heima Restaurant. I'd go just to listen to Max's accent, to be honest. Just to hear that lovely rounded accent
it's
that
lovely,
he's got.
Isn't
it is. But it's, the food on the website looks fascinating, and it sounds like you get more than just food. You get an education as well, and food to meet your
we'll
body's
have to
needs.
The table in a couple of weeks
I think we'll have to, won't we?
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, Isle of Wight's community station.